Hey Pijuju, how are you? What are you doing? Why are you not picking up my phone?
Well, David Chami, I'm just scrolling through my phone, going through my WhatsApp, my Facebook and all that.
Serious, what's the time now?
Wait, it's almost 1800 hours! I need to tune into Eagle FM! Business Economic Segment is about to play now!
Yes, listen to Business and Economic Segment with David Chombe from 1800 hours to 1900 hours when we talk about business, economics, trade, and current affairs. Do not miss out if you want to learn and move forward with economic advancement.
Eagle FM,
good evening. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Business and Economic Segment with me, David Chombe. And it's quite very important to thank Helmut with the Home Run Program. And, Helmut built a foundation to say, don't drink and drive. We know you are excited. It's festive season. We are also excited. But we need each other. January is coming. 2026 is coming. But ladies and gentlemen, it's December. Some of you are going back home. Some of you are closing down. And some of you, you are about to close down, especially those who are working. And also those who are operating SMEs, some of you are also trying to go on leave. And there are also those who are trying, to make sure that when it comes to operation, they continue until the festive season. But it's quite very crucial. It's quite very crucial, especially at this point in time, to make sure that what are we saying, what are we doing at the Business and Economic Segment, particularly when we are speaking about closing down of the year, coming to an end of the year. And that's why it's always very interesting to be with you, particularly at this point in time, because we don't only speak about business in terms of finance, but we speak about all sectors that affect the business, either it's political decisions, either it's international decisions, either it's climate, either it's organizational performance, and also everything that relate to, business and everything that affect bread and butter. Because what is necessary at the end of the day, everything that we see, the politics that we see, the business that we see, the appointment, the resigning, and also firing of people that we see, at the end of the day, it is very important to realize that where we are going is one direction, to say everybody wants the Namibia that is so advanced. Everybody want the Namibia that is, industrialized. Everybody want the Namibia that is not only offering modern education, but modern education which is complemented by traditional education. That is what we call sustainable and quality education, as stated in, UN Sustainable Developmental Goals. However, we are always try to make sure that we align our discussion with time and moment, particularly when you are at the end of the year. And today at Business and Economic Segment, we are going to speak about end of the year institutional assessment, personal assessment, and also evaluation. To put it in simple terms, it's just for you to look at yourself as an individual, to look at yourself as a professional, to look at your organization, to look at your ministry, and also evaluate it to say, have we been in line with the institutional goals? Are there things that we have done well within the year? Are there things that we did not do well? What can we do? And this should not only happen at the private sector, at the public sector, but it should happen across all sectors, because if we conduct an institutional assessment, also a personal assessment to see, am I in line with my organization? How many of you can raise up your hands and say 2025 was my year? And I tick all those boxes, 80%, 95%, 98%. And I'm very happy that 2025 is coming to an end. How many of you can raise your hand? If you complete 80% of your goals, then you are very, you deserve praise. You need to award yourself with something. Even though you perform very well according to your personal and individual goals, you must also look at things that you could have done and things that challenge you, because the aim of education and the aim of assessment is not only about rating A students, but also to look at those who struggle, bumping through obstacles and challenges, and also indicate to them to say, what is the best way to go, and what is the best way to achieve your institution, your institutional goals. And it's also quite very important, particularly when you are coming to an end of the year. Everybody's thinking about holiday. Everybody's thinking about their wife. Everybody's thinking about their girlfriends. Everybody's thinking about their mothers, their fathers, their guardians, and also their loved ones. But what is very important is how you started and where have you been? Because it's quite very important also to look at the content of the matter, to understand, to say, if you are a ministry, how do you close down the year? Some of institutions, they close down the year with NDF function, and also parties after parties, and also award those who did well. But what is necessary is a critical assessment to say, as Ministry of Justice, as Ministry of Urban and Rural Development, as Ministry of International Relations, Trade, as Investment Board, as a presidency, as private sector, as a Kapana seller, as a taxi driver, how have been your 2025? How have been your 2025? We are already in December. How have been your 2025? Can you really raise up your hands and say, I have achieved my goals of 2025? If you did not achieve them, what are some of the challenges that you faced? And for you to conduct that assessment, you also need to make sure that, you know, you are honest enough, because internal self-assessment, especially from individual perspective, before you go to institutional assessment, from an individual perspective, when you are making an internal assessment, it's only you versus you. You can look into yourself and say, man, there are things which I put on the table to say I wanted to improve my economic research, wanted to improve my communication, I wanted to improve my networking skills, I wanted to build a strong foundation for my future, I wanted to make this amount of money, I wanted to invest this, but where am I? Those are the questions that we need to ask ourselves. If you are honest enough to say, but as David, I think I also messed up, there are things which I could have done well, but you know, I couldn't do that, either because I was so timid, or either because, you know, challenges came on the way. But what is very important is that, what are those things that were within your control that you did not do well? As an individual, were you a best wife? Were you a best, you know, husband? Were you a best minister? Were you a best CEO? Were you a best employee? Were you a best judge in 2025? As an individual, from an individual perspective. Now, when you come from an individual perspective, you also need to come to the point of saying, you know, there are many occasions when you meet people, and I want to indicate to you that I have, I don't want to say I have a lot of friends, but I have a lot of people that I know that are very closer to me. But when they come to me, they come to me to say, no, David, you know what, I was a very good guy, but there is somebody who did that to me. But my only question is that, if you say that to me today, yes, I can listen to you. Tomorrow and any other day, I have to ask you, do you know that there are some things that you also contributed? Because if you cannot, as an individual, if you cannot come to the point and realize to say, there are things that I did not do well, there are things that I did that allow people to react the other way, then you fail as an individual to come up with a clear self-assessment, and 2026 will not be different from 2025. That's why when we start from there, then we come to institutional assessment. You know, a lot of institutions, they have what we call year plans. They also have a 3 to 5 year plan that is called organizational strategic plan, with a vision, mission, and also a key objective that need to be addressed. And for example, when you take this organizational strategic plan, particularly in the public sector, you take them to who is the highest public servant in Namibia, let me say a prime minister or secretary to cabinet, when you read all these SOEs, organizational strategic plans, when you read this ministry's strategic plan, just by looking at them, it's a plan 5 years, There is yearly plans, there are programs, there is budget for that. You think Namibia is going to be a great country within a year? Because if that of which is presented here is achieved, as per in line with the PEGA Act, then Namibia will be a great thing. But the question is always been, have we ever tried to assess ourselves quarterly and yearly? Now I'm talking directly to public sector, because public sector is charged with the responsibility of giving public services, and these are the people who are holding key institutions which drive economic affairs. Are we able to assess ourselves yearly and give ourselves marks? Are you able to take an independent consultant or independent institution to come and assess our performance within a year? And I'm somebody who is, I think I'm very competitive academically. I like winning. But I also learned throughout years that winning is good, but getting advice is a way to learn. Getting advice when you did something wrong is a way to learn. That's why I'm always telling, my supervisor to say, please, if I have done something, please advise me. Because most of the time we don't like assessment. It's within human nature when somebody say, no, you messed up somewhere. You did not do well. You did not meet my objectives. You did not comply with what I have told you to do. Or what you have wrote here is out of order. Do we have that, humility to accept the challenges that we have done? Let me say you are a director somewhere. Then somebody just came to say, I have never seen a director like you in my life. And, I want you to improve on this. Are you going to have that humility to accept that? With recommendations. Because sometimes it's quite very important to start from an individual point of view. Then we come to an organizational point of view. And when you come to an organizational point of view, then we can also see how we can shape the vision of our country. Because believe me, let us take away the politics of the day. Let us take away the politics of local and regional authority. Let us take away the politics of national level. Let us look at the best among us who are supposed to lead us. Take any ministry. I'm not directing to any ministry. Take any ministry. Take urban and rural development. Ask what was the objective, initial objective within 2025. What is the objective of that ministry, for example? It's not only monitoring local regional authority, but also housing, also urban development and rural development. Making sure that traditional chiefs, local authorities, they work together in order to make sure that Namibians, they reach, quality of life in terms of housing, in terms of land management, and also in terms of keeping traditional values and norms. Then within 2025, did we have at least 20% of the achievement of the initial objective of the ministry? Did we have that? What did we do wrong? Did we have a cooperation between the ministry and stakeholders, or it was a cat and dog fight? This is just one of the examples. Then you can come to any village council, any local authority council. Take city of Windhoek. In 2025, what are the key achievements? Then there are things that the city of Windhoek have achieved, and it's up to you to go and read. Compare the strategic plan of city of Windhoek, which is ending in 2027. And look at what it has achieved. Look at what it ought to achieve. And at what rate, at what percentage. And that is the only way that, we can be able to champion 2026 and look forward toward Vision 2030 and see what can we do to make sure that when it comes to national developmental priorities, we are on the right track. Now, I want you to look at the key benefits of assessment and evaluation of an institution. Number one is drive improvement. You cannot improve if somebody does not show you what you did not do right. Assess performance. You know, there is nothing better than an improved human capital. There is nothing better than an improvement capital. When people are giving Singapore, China, Qatar, Brazil too, as, you know, one of example of emerging or developed, or countries which are in line of development, one of the key qualities of those countries is effective human capital. Because at the center of everything, there is a human aspect. How do you assess the performance of an individual? How do you assess the performance of an individual based on the qualities and also the background of that person? How do you shape and train those individuals? And also, at what rate? And, or you have somebody who can just come to work, for example, within a ministry or within a, in most cases within a ministry, but this person, if you ask, you are an official within a ministry of work and transport, what do you really do? Because when I'm online, I'm already seeing you online. When I text you or via WhatsApp, in 2 seconds, you have replied. Have you ever been in any project within that? Who evaluate you? What is your contribution to the institution, or you are just there, you know, to make sure that unemployment is not increased? What assistance do you need, and what are you looking? What were some of the key, you know, priorities that were given to you to achieve within, you know, 12 months? Then the other thing is also informed decision making, because when you do an assessment, you look at the risk to say, you know, in 2025, let me give you an example of, and you know, it's our institution. Let me give you an example of Ministry of Health or Telecom. To say, no, last year we were hacked. We lost this amount of data. And, you know, this is what we need to do, or this is what we have done. And these are the firewalls that we have built. These are the analysts and experts that, you know, we have recruited and we have trained. And I think now, after 12 months, we are standing a good chance to defend our data and also to also, you know, improve trust and reliability of our clients. Then that is, that can also be one of the great thing, and it can also inform decision making, because when you do an assessment and you realize that your weakness is a weak firewall, your weakness is that you are penetratable by hackers and ransomwares, then the decision that you are making should be informed. Because if you, it's only through assessment that you have data, that you have information, that you understand your strength and your weakness. You know, one of the basic tools that have been used in business school and also in other institutions is SWOT analysis. SWOT analysis, PESTLs, and many others. But the basic of SWOT analysis is to assess your strength, weakness, and also your opportunities. And when you use that SWOT analysis, you don't need the hiring expert. You just look at what is my strength, what is my weakness, and also what can I do to make sure that I maintain my strength and I improve on my weakness. And if we have that, then we can be able to say that the Vision 2030 is still alive, is still intact, and we are marching toward that Vision 2030. Now, the other thing is also ensure accountability and also promote learning. Track progress is necessary because, you know, famous economists, they are always alluding to say, you cannot say you are improving if you cannot measure what you are improving on. There is always something that you need to calculate and also measure the progress of that institution, and also the progress of the self, because an institution is people. Actually, an institution is people. So that's why we have started with an individual assessment. Then you can go to an institutional assessment. Now, the literatures are very clear, particularly literature in terms of governance, literature on economic development, literature on policy making and analysis, particularly when it's coming to Africa, to say up to now where we are, 2025, we still as Africans have a very weak monitoring and evaluation, techniques that we are using to measure the policies. That is the point that has been stated the whole of 2022, 2023, 2024, and as we are now to say, we don't measure, although we measure, we don't have strong tools that we use to measure in terms of policy planning and implementation. That is why you always have people criticizing policy pronunciation, because when a good policy is pronounced, that is the end of it. It will not be able to come on the ground. That is why when we are saying as Namibians, we are in a bus moving toward Vision 2030, where the driver is our president. The question is, do we have a right mechanic who can assess the progress, who can assess the quality of, the quality of the bus that we are using, and also the progress of the bus, and that mechanic should be monitoring and evaluation. That's why today, when we speak about institutional and organizational assessment, we are saying to say it's end of the year and we should not go without assessing progress. We should not go without assessing progress of those ministries, progress of those SOEs, progress of that private sector, and progress of that NGOs. If we are not able to assess progress and look at our weakness and strength, then we are just autopiloting. We are just autopiloting, because the interesting thing about evaluation is that it's bring out the reality out of data. You know, when I was at UNAM, after every semester there used to be this evaluation form that is coming, and you know, when you write something, they said you should not write a name, but there was a certain lecturer who, you know, somebody wrote, I don't think it's a good feedback to him, but it was a reality. But the person reacted to, let's look at the commercial break, then we can come back.
If you've reached that stage in life where you are tired of everything, where each day is just routine, dah, yammer me oh. No, seriously, I am genuinely sorry for you, because you clearly haven't been polanified. Like, boring day at the spun. Polanify your lunch hour with a delicious Polana curry. Chewing through yet another stale sandwich. Polanify your burger with a little mac and cheese. Tired of chewing the same shandy? Polanify your munchies with air-fried Polana pasta chips. Come on, life's too short for boring. Polanify every moment with Pasta Polana, a proud product of Namib Mills.
Dear listeners, we are continuing with the business and economic segment with me, David Shombe. Today we are looking at the end of the year, and we are asking questions to say how our assessment. If you have to rate yourself out of 10, what are you going to give yourself? Are you going to give yourself a 1, a 2, a 3, a 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, or a 10? Are you going to give yourself 10 over 10, or you are going to give yourself 0? But, you can engage us in the studio at 083-288-401-083-288-401, just to indicate, to say, how was your 2025, and also when we are now in December, K-December, where people are so excited. What are you excited about? Are you only excited about the end of the year, or you are also excited about what you have done? Even the fact that you had the goal of maintaining your health, you had the goal of maintaining your health, you had the goal of cutting out on entertainment, you had the goal of saving. It also a goal that need assessment. Did you only save for 2 months, or did you save consistently? And what are some of the things that you, when you are sitting down, you realize to say you have done really well? And what are some of the things that you can say you need to improve in 2026? You can be a business person at a lower scale. You sell kapana. But what did you use that money throughout the year? It's a very difficult question. What did you use that money throughout the year? What did you use your profit? And also, what other things have you done? Those are the questions that we need to ask ourselves. And it's also very interesting to see, we can be in the same industry, we can be in the same, sector, but challenges are different. When somebody achieve 9 over 10, you achieve 5 over 5. I mean, 5/10. It could be that you work so hard, but the situation was against your will. It could be that you work so hard that the situation could not allow you to get the way you want. That's why it's always very important to sit down, take a test, and also analyze yourself. So let us look at the caller and to see what is that that she or he has. Good evening.
Hello.
Yes, how are you?
Not a bad thing.
Hmm.
It's Tonata.
Oh, Tonata, how are you doing?
not a bad thing, sir.
Oh, okay. What is your input?
I don't know. I'm not listening, but I want to hear what is the wildest thing that we are discussing today.
It's not wild.
Simplicity.
Oh, okay.
Simplicity. I was here out in Katatula.
Okay.
I want to hear much better. These young people.
Okay. What we are discussing today, to say you are at the end of you are at the end of the year now. What are some of, we are doing a self assessment and also organizational assessment to see.
In terms of individual assessment, we have our own company.
Yeah.
Individually, that you want to run away from Eagle FM and create your own league. But you understand that it's grand, and then you take the regulation, the framework, and the expectation. And then you have here, my friend, you must have how much? You go to Namfisa, you want to become a...
You must have 100K just for registration.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you know...
I
want to get the name to say in January as an individual, you had planned as an individual and you also had planned as a professional or as a business person. If we are now in 2020.
Number one, I will tell you, I am not employed.
Yeah. But as an individual, you had your goals also.
And that's what makes it very difficult for me to have expectations.
But you had also goals that you wanted to achieve even if you are not employed, right?
I will tell you that one case that was following me ended on the 18th of February.
Okay.
So then I started the civil lawsuit.
You defeated, you won the case, right? Did you?
I'm so busy. My life has never been restful.
Yeah.
My bail money.
Yeah.
Which was 55,000.
Okay.
I had to go back to, I took 1,000 just because the way we studied together.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah,
okay. Yeah, we are continuing. We are continuing with business and economic segment. We are looking at issues of critical self-assessment. He indicating that if analyze the case, one thing which my uncle told me, and I think it's a valuable lesson to say, as a man, life is war. And, when you wake up, You were deciding to say, are you taking an AK-47 assault rifle? Are you taking a spear? Or you are taking a hand grenade? And not in terms of, violence, but just as a man, you need to make sure that facing challenges is the order of the day. But the fact that somebody have hit all the goals, you bought your new car, you got your most beautiful wife, you bought a new house, but somebody is there fighting other battles. And also that person has also managed to win few of those battles. It also could be an achievement because we are not in the same lane. Institutional wise can also be the same. To say the ministries are not the same. Ministries face various challenges. And also when ministries are facing various challenges, there are also times where you cannot assess them equally due to the fact that in terms of the challenges that they are facing are not the same. That is why today at the business and economics segment, we are looking at assessment to see even, you know, even winning that civil case is an achievement. Even making sure that, you know, you fix your car, skorokoro, and it's working, is an achievement. Don't measure yourself based on others. Now, let us come to, at a professional, at a sector level. What tool need to be used to measure an SME? What tool need to be used to measure a tax shop, for example? If you are operating a tax shop, what tools are you using to measure that? Did you improve? Did you maintain? Did you lose? What caused you to lose? Is it your inconsistency, or is it people tricking you, not giving your money back? Or is it the situation in the market that was against your will? Is it the supply and demand, or is it the tariffs? And what is that that you are going to do different next year? Because that is where we need to start. Because the argument has always been, and the argument that I have always been putting there, particularly when it's coming to SMEs, is to say, when it comes to small businesses, I visited few and incubator centers, and I've seen SMEs which have been there for more than 5 years. Then I ask myself to say, there is a long line outside, but you have an SME which is in an incubation center for 5 years. Then the question that you're asking yourself is that what is so difficult for that SME, which is given seed capital, is given over mentorship, is given platform to present its ideas, is given training. What is so difficult for that SME to fly? What is so difficult for that SME to go out? Is it regulations? And when you come to that point of an assessment, then you can also see that how do we champion the way forward? Because being the student of history, we don't study history for the sake of regret. But history teaches us valuable lessons. That's why those who read books can be able to advise us and also indicate to say spending time with an old person can clear your vision, because this 8 years old uncle that you see in the street that is sitting there and you don't have time with him, he was also like you at one point. He have seen maybe life better than you. He have committed a lot of mistakes, maybe done also some crimes, or maybe have messed up somewhere somehow. But the 1 hour with him, that is where you get valuable lessons that you will never learn in schools. You can have a PhD, but you can't beat an experience of an elder. That is why, from the African point of view, we always have this respect of, you know, wisdom and age. We always have this respect of wisdom and age. That's why when we look at Paul Bia, for example, we may I disagree completely with him. And I disagree completely with the principles that he have used to say he's too old to run an institution. But why can't he be an advisor instead of running institution of the state? But that is a debate of another day. That is a debate of another day. For those of you who are coming on the radio for the first time, this is Business and Economic Segment. Today we are looking at end of the year assessment. Let us take a mirror, look into that mirror, and also see what have we done, what have we not done well, what are challenges and opportunities that we have faced throughout the year, and also what can we do. Did you win that interview? You messed up that interview. What are we going to do next time? Did you get that tender? Did you get that opportunities? What are you going to do next time? Have you built that relationship? Have you built that network? Have you spoke to that lady that you have been watching so much every time that you want to get married to? Or you are just looking at her until somebody pick her up? Those are some of the goals that you are looking into. Now, looking at the institutional assessment, I would like to get the opinion from you to say, how often do you do an organizational assessment? look at key performance indicators to say, when you look at key performance indicators to say, this is what a security guard was expected to do, and he has performed his duty. Security was never breached physically. This is what an IT guy, a cyber security expert, was supposed to be doing. But he had the holes in the firewalls. We were hacked and we lost some data. What can we do to improve this person? Do we need to send him for training? Do we need to get the better machines to protect the system? Do we need to get another person so that they can be two? And what can we do? Then you can come to the receptionist to say, in terms of the receptionist of the institution, was he fighting with clients? Was he or she fighting with clients? Was she as the face of an institution? And a lot of people do not know this, to say frontline officers, receptionists and administrators, those are the head of an institution. Was she or he welcoming clients and also stakeholders? Or was he or she, you know, fighting with clients and stakeholders? And what can be done to improve these qualities, or to advise on these qualities, so that next year it would be better? Then you can go out throughout the ranks. When you are doing an assessment, it's not hunting us whose fault it is. It's not hunting to say whose fault it is. It's about seeing what can we do to make sure that we move forward. And I was very happy to look at NDP6, particularly when you look at the effort and intention of increment in terms of monitoring and evaluation. And I'm yet to see what monitoring and evaluation tools are going to be used and what assessment are going to be used. Because when analysts are speaking about, for example, what is the 100 days in the office of the president, what are some of the key achievements? What are some of the key achievements after 8 months? What is that assessment mean for the next 8 months? What can we learn that we did not do right in the past 8 months that we can do better next year? And with that tool, if you don't have that assessment result, it will be practically impossible to move to the right direction if you are not measuring. You cannot say progress on A. There was a time I was looking at our green schemes. Food security is priority number one. Food security is one of the priorities in national development priorities. Green schemes are one of the elements of making sure that food security and Namibia being self-sustaining is realized. What progress in terms of our green schemes? Where are we in terms of our green schemes? After mid-year budget review, what other things were done to make sure that all the records are straight? All the records are straight. And we assess to say, Etunda, Kongora, Mashare, and all other, green schemes produced. If they produce 2 potatoes, why can't we list it and ask ourselves, why do we employ 200 people and they only produce 1 bag of potato? Is it the tool? Is it the land? Is it the machine? Is it the water? Is it the climate? Then we can move forward, because that is the only way that in terms of progress of Namibia being self-sustaining, we need to have tools. We cannot move forward without monitoring and evaluation tool, because an institution established by African Union Commission, that is African peer review mechanism to assess governance of African state, has always been saying coherence, monitor and evaluate. Coherent, monitor and evaluation. And when you come to that point strongly, you will not lose out. Because one of the things that modern academic education system have done is assessment of students. This test that are given to students is about assessing your progress to say, are you able to move to the next level? Are you able to move to the next level? And when you are assessing this progress, there are also things that need to be done to say you need to rewrite because you need efforts. Why can't we do that with our institutions so that we promote efficiency, effectiveness, and progress when it comes to national developmental priorities? So let us, we have 48, it's 48 minutes past the hour of 6. Let us look at a short commercial break, then we can move forward.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not a fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You're the person who doesn't have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura. And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to
be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before. It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past, and it's not something Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
Lipurane ngelo wapungwa eva tere ulikoni maondo tuto ingida ashike kapeno nweku dite opoye ekukurile Oshafafa na nongeshefa ili mehola mo iho etike kovano ile koshiwana Onongeshefa ya pumbwa kukaraya kovano Okupitira mo Eagle FM otuna evi tota njuka Okukwetira oipindi konu konda doili nawa Nune uteo otukwetira o special ange Tashake ngeshefa omarudi dayo loka Okone ushendife nawa nukumona oijamo ili nawa Ninge kwata fano na Monica ko Eagle FM Onore tatu imwe bali heali nola natu heali bali no heali Ile kumberewa, mura hetatu natu, bali o hetatu watatu, o mafilane, egeleza, the eye.
The views and opinions expressed by our guests and callers are not those of Eagle FM and any of its staff.
Happy Juju, how are you? What are you doing? Why are you not picking up my phone?
Well, David Chambi, I'm just scrolling through my phone, going through my WhatsApp, my Facebook and all that.
Serious, what's the time now?
Wait, it's almost 1800 hours! I need to tune into Eagle FM! Business Economic Segment is about to play now!
Yes, listen to Business and Economic Segment with David Chambi from 1800 hours to 1900 hours when we talk about business, economics, trade and current affairs. Do not miss out if you want to learn and move forward with economic advancement.
Eagle FM.
We are moving forward with Business and Economic Segment. Just to look at one of the news here, some of the major moves that the President of Namibia has made is to appoint Presidential Task Force on Economic Recovery, on Health, and also on Housing and Land. When it comes to economic recovery, it was indicated that those who were appointed there, Titus Nampala, Rolly Venta, Vetubuavi Mungunda, Stephen Thiem, Yesaya Hanoshike, Epson Wanguta, and many others. And you also look at the Task Force on Health. You only have doctors here. Speak about Dr. Linda Nangombe, Dr. Charlie Ithete, Dr. Christo Banga, Dr. John Kasep, Dr. Anna Hangula. You have Dr. Melody Chipeio, Dr. Feni Shivika, Patricia Hangala, Dr. Jacobs Hangala, Shehama, Dr. Monica Pendukeni, Henel Botta, Rian Horn, Emmanuel Kadira, Dr. Edward Fine, and Dr. Theo Ben Candetu. And these are some of the task force that the president has appointed. The president has the power to appoint, you know, either it's a commission or it's a task force to make sure that when it's come to implementation of national priorities, there are key experts that are appointed to make sure that Namibia move forward. And also you look at housing and the land. You have David Nyoma, Hendrich Mushira, Jacob Nifindaka, Julius Nyerere Namoro, Kadiva Diha Mutuma, Maria Natanair, Erastus Nicodemus, Johannes Nikondo, Reverend Maureen Dawses, and many others. These are some of the key appointments of the President of the Republic of Namibia, especially when it comes to task force on economic recovery, and also on health, and also housing and the land. You know, Namibia is not in short of expert and technical people. Namibia is not in short of expert. If you speak about experts, speak about technical people, Namibia is not in short of that. But the question is always been to say, what would be the results? What would be the results? Because it's not the first time. It's not the first time technocrats are put forward to make sure that they assist in the reaching of national developmental priorities. It's also not the first time, because if you look at, for example, at under the administration of Dr. Geingob, you'll be able to realize that people with technical know-how were appointed to key position. You can speak about youth advisory. You can speak about affairs of economics, and I can speak about many other things that are required, particularly when it's coming to national development. But the question has always been to say, this technical expert will be able to deliver on the deliverables, or they are just going to conduct studies and present a result of the studies. Because at the end of the day, if you have an economic recovery task force, it must be able to come up with not only recommendation, but also key interventions. Because what is necessary is intervention. We are not, as a country, we are not short of technical experts, but we are short of coherence and also practical implementation. Everybody will be able to agree with me to say, when it's coming to practical implementation, we do much of the studies, we do much of the theories, we do much of the presentation, but when it comes to results of real studies, it's like, you know, we are still lagging behind. Let us see how 2026 is going to be. And it's always very important to make sure that when it comes to issues of Namibia, it must always be Namibia first, and it must always be when it comes to issues of national development. Let us always be positive, because the success of this task force is also my success, and it's also your success. Because if somebody is charged with the responsibility of heading a national institution, when this person failed, then it's a failure of everybody. But when this person succeed, then it's a success of everybody. So, dear listeners, while we have around 1 minute before we come to the end of our conversation, so it's very important to make sure that we bring you back to the conversation for today. Because today we are looking at assessment to say it's end of the year. What is that we have done throughout the year? How do we rate ourselves? How do we rate our institutions? How do we rate our performance? And what can we do to make sure that when it comes to 2026, we are going in 2026 not only with celebration, but also with a clear vision to say, what I've done in January last 2025, I'm not going to do it anymore in January 2026. What I've done in February 2025 was so impressive, then I have to build on that. And if I was timid in 2025, let me be courageous in 2026. And also looking at the institutions to say, where have we gone? Where have we gone right? Where have we gone wrong? And also, how can we assist one another? Because at the end of the day, when when you are doing an institutional assessment, it's also about the ability of all people to coordinate. It's also about teamwork. We may have done well as an individual, but how was the teamwork of that ministry? How was the teamwork of that church? How was the teamwork of that SOE? How was the teamwork of that SME? How was teamwork of, that NGO? And if you find out that their weakness, so it's very important to make sure that it's more important to get negative feedback that you can be able to improve than being praised every day. Because if you are being praised every day, it's going to be very difficult for you to see your mistakes. So, dear listeners, thank you very much for listening to Business and Economic Segment with me, David Shombe. And I'm going to leave you in the good hands of Mtumwa team. And for me, David Shombe, bye-bye for now. And see you around.